You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Tracy Ross.
And we're also joined by Bask House Productions, Shelley Baskin and Beck Feldhaus Adams. And on the phone from Paducah at the Maiden Alley Cinema, we've got Landy Bryant Green. So thanks to all of you for being with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
And the reason that we're here is to talk about tomorrow night's performance of Ask Roulette. Beck, I'll let you start the baton off here.
So Ask Roulette is a production out of New York City. They do an every other month. They go live at Housing Works, which is a bookstore in New York City. And Jody Avergan is the host. He works at WNYC. And Shelley and I had heard about Ask Roulette just through some research and some outreach that we'd been doing. And I contacted Jody kind of on a whim, just saying, hey, do you ever do satellite issues of Ask Roulette? And he said, you know what? This sounds awesome. Let's do it. Do whatever you want with it. So the first person I thought of was Landy, because Maiden Alley is always doing something that is new and based in music or community events. And so we called Landy and said, hey, do you want to meet us? And then we just kind of strong-armed her into it. Is that fair to say, Landy?
I was happy and willing.
And Landy, this really goes to, I think, kind of your mission statement at Maiden Alley Cinema, which is to do more than just show films. You're really using your facility to really showcase everything cultural and entertainment that's going on in the region.
We are. I mean, that has definitely become our goal. I've been here almost 6 years, and we, you know, film is, we're very passionate about that for sure, but you can really relate film to anything. So we're done this event that doesn't necessarily lend itself to that, but you know, throughout the week we're not playing a feature film, and we love to partner with other entities. And this sounded just so exciting and so fun, and everybody I've talked to, I'm kind of like, none of us really know exactly what's going to happen, but that's what's kind of exciting about it.
Well, let's play a clip, Austin. I downloaded one of the podcasts, and I kind of took a few snippets out to give us an idea of what to expect. And this is just, this is an audience member who has just been asked a question, a random question, and answered it. And then this audience member gets to ask someone else a question. So Austin, play the first cut and we'll hear that magic.
Adrian, please close your eyes. Number 311. 311. Adrian, you can open your eyes. Your name is?
Steph.
Steph. Say hello to Adrian. Adrian, say hello to Steph.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Steph.
And Adrian, please ask your question.
So my question is, what is the most evocative smell for you?
That's really hard because I maybe have a deviated septum and I can't smell many things. But unfortunately, since moving to New York, I can smell urine pretty much all the time when I'm walking. Basically anywhere in Manhattan.
You're like a bloodhound for urine.
All the time. Yeah.
What can't you smell? Like what's in your,
you know,
deviation?
Nice things like flowers and sunshine. And
this flower on your necklace, you cannot smell that?
Yeah, I think it's fake though, so I feel
what
okay.
Is your most evocative smell?
Lavender.
Lavender. Yeah. All right.
I wish
Adrian.
I could smell that, Adrian. Oh. Sounds nice.
I wish. We'll just have to smell it for you.
Yes.
Adrian, thank you very much.
Okay, so hearing this, the first thing that springs to my mind is the quality of this evening will be dependent upon the group of people there and the quality of questions being asked. Am I pretty much on target here?
Yeah, it's going to depend a lot on the audience participation. You know, if we got a bunch of shy people in there, it might be a little slow, but I think we can probably talk them into giving us some good material to work with, or at least I'm sure Beck can pull some stuff out of them.
So speaking of, we wanted to do a little demonstration. So Austin, if you will pick one of these, we have question forms, which you can see online. If you search Facebook for Ask Roulette with Bask House, you can find it. Austin, if you'll pick one of these.
Austin, I've selected one.
Okay, and so this will go to Tracy. So Austin, go ahead and read that question.
All right, Tracy, what is your favorite time of day?
My favorite time of day, well, can I have two? Either really, really, really late at night, like post-midnight, or really, really, really early in the morning, like before 5 a.m. If I'm up and no one else in my house is awake, it's my favorite time of the day.
I'd say that's a good answer.
So is that an escapist point of view, Tracy?
It's just you get older and your free time disintegrates. you do what you can to save it.
And so the questions can really be anything. One of the questions that we had here that was a possibility for you was, what's the weather in Tel Aviv? So it's not necessarily a question that you will have spot on answer to, but it kind of makes it all the more fun. And when you come, we're going to have live music from the Solid Rocket Boosters. They have a great relationship with Maiden Alley, and they were very helpful to come and play for us. And then you can fill out one of these sheets, you tear off your little number, and you hold on to it. So it's kind of like a raffle. Once your number gets called, you get to come down and ask your question. So wanted to say one thing is that we don't control what questions are asked, so it's very likely this could be content that is not appropriate for children. So we're recommending that only people 16 years or older attend. You just have to use your discretion with that.
So let's say I go to the event tomorrow night and I walk in to Maiden Alley Cinema. What am I going to be faced with? What's the setup? Lead me by the hand into this.
Well, how we've got it set up is we'll have the Solid Rocket Boosters over in one corner, and they'll be kind of playing the music as everybody comes in and writes on their question sheets and gets everything settled. Once everybody's settled, there's two stools right at the very front of the theater, and they're separated by a curtain. That way the each question and answer can't see each other. And then we'll have the MC, which will likely be Beck, just kind of lead the discussion. So we'll say question asker, introduce yourself, and then answer, go ahead and answer your question.
I've had a thought, this is Landy, that we are in a smaller community, so I don't know if we'll actually want people to say their names, because people recognize voices and things like that. We're not in New York City, so that might be something we want to think about.
Yeah, and that's come up. Maiden Alley has a really loyal group of followers, and so they probably know each other and in the small community. So for you listening who maybe aren't in that group, why don't you come out, throw people for a loop?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow at 7, the cover is $5. You get live music from Solid Rocket Boosters. And additionally, you'll get live music from the house band of the night, which is Matt Yeager. He'll be performing live, impromptu. This cannot be recreated. So come out and listen to it.
Again, the event is Ask Roulette, sponsored by the Basque House Radio Group. It's tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah. Music from Solid Rocket Boosters and Matt Yeager. Anything else I'm leaving out?
Oh, man. I don't know. Landy, are we missing anything?
Well, something interesting I did find out. Nathan Brown, who's the singer for the Solid Rocket Boosters, did challenge some people to ask him some specific questions. So, I mean, anything can happen. And I'm super excited, and there's a lot of buzz in Paducah right now about this event and a lot of people that are nervous. But you can come watch, too, right, Beck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but of course it's more fun if you participate, but it'll be fun. And we've got more scheduled throughout the year, so we'll see what happens.
Before I let you go, Landy, anything else coming up in the next couple of weeks at Maiden Alley Cinema you need to talk about?
Oh, my good gosh. Yes. On the 20th, we do have a punk rock show with some local punk bands and some bands from Murray, actually, and I don't have that list in front of me. I know the Hi-Fi Ninja, the Barbarettes, and I forgot the Pharisees and one other band. And then we're going to be doing Dallas Buyers Club. We're doing Nebraska this weekend after Ask Roulette, and the punk show's on the 20th, and then Dallas Buyers Club that weekend. And then on the 27th, it's the WKMS Battle of the Bands.
That's right, and we're going to announce the 8 semifinalists tomorrow. So keep
Great.
Your ear toward the radio. Landy, thank you very much. And,
sure
and, and Beck and Shelley, thanks for coming in. Really looking forward to this Ask Roulette show. Hopefully it'll be successful, and hopefully we'll be able to do more things like this in the WKMS listening area. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody for coming in today, and thanks, Tracy.